You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed it is. It's a very good morning. It is Thursday, boys and girls. It is the 9th of February. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. Time right now, we're just a few seconds after the hour of 7. And I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you till 10 o'clock this morning. Starting off, as we do, we're looking right now at people that are sort of, well, I guess, stand out, that have their birthdays on today's date, 9th of February. Let's go back to the year 1748. In actual fact, a guy called Luther Martin. I wanted to put it the other way around. He was a politician and one of the United States founding fathers, who in actual fact refused to sign the Constitution because he felt it violated states' rights. And another quick one, because this is quite interesting. I mean, some of you that know your cars may have heard of the Maybach, which is manufactured by Mercedes. Wilhelm Maybach, born on 1846. Yes, it's his birthday today. An early German engine designer and industrialist during the 1890s. He was hailed in France, then the world centre for car production, as the king of constructors.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You're
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. That's Mr. Rick Springfield following on from the Spinners, and Cupid bringing us in on this morning's program. As I said, it is Thursday. Great to be with you this morning. Great to be with you any morning. Looking out of the studio window, it's another Panama summer's day. So there's your weather forecast for today. Right, let me see what we've got lined up for you today. I had a call from Yasmin. God bless, she's not feeling very well today. Do you know, I think it must be about one or two times in, well, getting on for, well, 14 odd years, that she's felt poorly. So do get well. She feels poorly. She's feeling poorly. So, Yaz, get well. Wrap yourself up. Dose yourself up with some medicine and just get well, okay? Don't worry about things here. I'll destroy everything. It's easy. And it is Thursday. I have it on good advice that Dr. Computer Alex Newman is going to be with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. So we'll be talking a little bit of technology, see what is going on in the world of tech, and, of course, plenty of great music going right through until 10 this morning.
You know that if words could say, then darling, I would find a way to let you know what you meant to me. You know it was meant to be. I'll hold you in my heart, life's most precious part. Oh, darling, I dream about you often, my pretty darling. I love the way you soften my life with your love, your precious love, darling.
I was living like half a man, but now I can. You pick me up when I'm feeling sad, more so than I've ever had. Gonna love you every single night, 'cause I think you're too outside.
Oh, darling, I dream about you often.
soften my life with your love, your precious love, darling.
Simply called Darlin. That is she and him. An American musical duo consisting of Zoe Deschanel on vocal piano and ukulele, by the way, and M. Ward on guitar and production. They were formed back in 2006 in Portland, in Oregon. And they met on the set of the film The Go-Getter, in which Deschanel had a starring role. And Martin Haynes, the director, introduced them to each other and asked them to sing a duet, and the rest is history.
I said one day this world will take you down, and oh, it can swallow you. I said one day, oh boy, you're gonna drown. I don't wanna say I told you so.
Hate to say I told you so. I've been trying to tell you, trying to warn you, but you won't let go. Something just better that you move on, but you just ain't willing to go.
I've been thinking your ship is sinking, and it's too far to swim this shore. Take my hand and I'll lead you back to land, 'cause I don't wanna leave you here alone. Oh,
your ship is sinking and it's far too far to swim the take my hand and I'll lead you back to land, 'cause I don't wanna leave you here alone.
Oh, I said one day this world will take you down, and oh, it can swallow you.
Hey, say I told you so.
Oh, there we go. Yes, and that was Nathan Evans and Told You So. We're 16 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. So I'm a little bit late. I'm about a minute late, aren't I? Heaven forbid. It is that time of the morning. Get you in the shower, shall we? And, well, spruce up and nice and clean and smelling good to get you wherever it is you're going today. In the shower with you this morning, and 20 minutes, by the way, after the hour of 7. That was, hang on, let's get you out and on your way. That was Ain't Nothing Gonna Keep Me From You. Comes from Terry Desario. She made that one back in the days of disco, obviously. Oh, right, let me see, what have I got for you now? I tell you what, I've got Diana Ross. Upside down, that's how I feel this morning. Time for another coffee, I think. I've had my espresso. Now I'm going to get a big mug full.
Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round, upside down.
Diana Ross and Upside Down, 24 after the hour of 7. I tell you what, here's something which is, I don't know, doesn't make sense to me. We had people coming in, as you probably know, because I mentioned it on the radio, and that was at the beginning of this week, on Sunday, last Sunday they came in. And a lot of them came in with the Copa flight. And here, this doesn't sort of really make sense, does it? The flight was coming in at Terminal 1. That's all they tell you, Terminal 1. But then they don't tell you that everybody has to go from Terminal 1 to Terminal 2 to get their baggage and go through customs. Does that make sense to anybody? You know, just because they, you know, they got Terminal 2. And a lot of people, it's a long walk apparently. I haven't done it myself yet. But apparently it's a long walk, and certain people can't cope with that. And they don't give you any advice or warning that, you know, you're going to be, if you, you know, perhaps when you start, if you, you know, if you feel that you can't make this distance or whatever, wait here and a trolley will come to assist. Perhaps, I don't know, nothing like that at all. Why do it? Why do it? You've got a brand new terminal that's doing the luggage. What's wrong with the other one? You're making people go, what? Or just, you know, even better, why don't you just put the plane that's coming in on Terminal 2? I don't know. Perhaps logic is something strange. Doesn't make sense to me. The Foundations and Baby Now That I Have Found You.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And great to be with you this morning and great to have you with us. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news and business for this Thursday morning, the 9th of February. The death toll from the earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria this week neared 16,000 people. And this is on Thursday as hopes faded of many people being found alive of, 72 hours now since the disaster, and frustration simmered over with regards to the slow delivery of aid. A Turkish official said that the disaster posed very serious difficulties for the holding of an election scheduled for the 14th of May, in which President Tayyip Erdogan has been expected to face the toughest challenge in his two decades in power. Russia's Wagner mercenary group has stopped recruiting prisoners to fight in Ukraine. Wagner's founder, Yevgeny Prozinskin, said on Thursday the recruitment of prisoners by the Wagner private military company has completely stopped, Prigozhin said in a response to a request for comment from a Russian media outlet published on social media. We are fulfilling all our obligations to those who work for us now, he said. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni on Thursday said that the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to Paris, where he met French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, this was inappropriate. I believe our strength is community and unity, but there are times when favouring internal public opinion risks being to the detriment of the cause, and this seems to me to be one of those cases, she said in Brussels. And Pink Floyd co-founder, we touched on this yesterday, Roger Waters, on Wednesday, he addressed the United Nations Security Council. This was at Russia's invitation, condemning Moscow's invasion of its neighbour as illegal, though adding that he believed it was provoked and calling for a ceasefire. He's lucky to be in New York in a free country, speak his mind, say whatever he likes, including about the Russian aggression and how wrong that is. If he had been in Russia with what he said, he might have been in custody by now. A city bus driver is facing first-degree murder charges after his vehicle rammed into a daycare centre in a Montreal suburb on Wednesday, killing two children and injuring six others. Police did not give a cause for the crash, but filed murder and assault charges against Pierre Nissan-Amand, 51 years of age. Authorities said the driver has worked for the transit system for 10 years and does not have a criminal record. Nuclear-armed North Korea showcased its missile production muscle during a night-time parade, state media reported on Thursday, displaying more intercontinental ballistic missiles than ever before and hinting at a new solid fuel weapon. The country has forged ahead with its ballistic missile program, test launching dozens of advanced missiles last year, despite United Nations Security Council resolution and sanctions. Now, we've all been talking about it, haven't we? Their chatbot, Alphabet Inc., they lost $100 billion in market value on Wednesday after its new chatbot shared inaccurate information in a promotional video, and the company event failed to dazzle, feeding worries that the Google parent is losing ground to rival Microsoft Corp. Alphabet's shares slid as much as 9% during regular trading and volumes nearly three times the 50-day moving average. They pared losses after hours and were roughly flat. The stock had lost 40% of its value last year, but rallied 15% since the beginning of this year, excluding Wednesday's losses. Walt Disney Company on Wednesday announced a sweeping restructuring under recent reinstated CEO Bob Iger, cutting 7,000 jobs as part of an effort to save $5.5 billion in costs and make its streaming business profitable. And talking of streaming, Netflix Inc. on Wednesday laid out plans to crack down on password sharing for accounts on its streaming platform, including setting up primary location and paying a couple of dollars for an extra member. Stocks, crude oil and gold, well, they all rose while the dollar eased on Thursday as investors sifted through earnings reports. German inflation data and Federal Reserve policymaker speeches for clues on how many interest rate hikes lie ahead. On the corporate news front, Credit Suisse Group reported its worst annual loss since the global financial crisis in 2008, sending its shares lower. The stocks index of European shares that rose 0.8% after touching nine-month highs, this was on Wednesday, as investors pinned hopes on peaking inflation and a major recession now looking less likely on the continent. The MSCI All Country Stock Index was up 0.2%, building on gains of about 7.5% so far this year, after a loss of 20% in 2022. Oil prices, they were steady on Thursday, as optimism over recovering Chinese demand was offset by US oil inventories hitting their highest in months, and signs the US Federal Reserve could keep raising interest rates. Brent crude futures, they gained 30 cents at $85.39 a barrel by 8.56 GMT today, while US West Texas Intermediate, WTI crude futures, that inched up 26 cents to $78.73 a barrel. Both benchmarks have gained around 7% so far this week. And there we go. That's it. That's our look, some of the international news and some of the business headlines for today for you here on The Breakfast Show. Just quickly, I haven't had much of a chance to have a look yet because I'm sort of flying alone this morning, sort of catching up on things like the local news, which I wasn't able to do last night. But it's a very good morning to Mary Lou, and that's here in Panama. Mary Lou, good morning to you with us bright and early this morning, and also to Renee. Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Good morning to you, boys and girls.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
That's a group. They called The Weeknd, and that was Blinding Lights. Right, let's see. Let me catch up on a few things, because, as I say, flying alone this morning. That's going to be fun, isn't it? Right, let's see. What do I want to have a look at? Oh, yes, let's get on to WhatsApp. And let's see, because I like this, because Renee came. Of course, Renee, out there in Athens, in Greece. Says, good morning. Nothing too exciting over here, other than getting caught in a sleet storm while walking our dogs this morning. What's the matter with your weather over there? I suppose that Greece does get snow. Well, obviously it does. Got drenched and cold to the bone. Surely we're not in Panama anymore. And you asked if I could play a track for you. Oh, I know that one. That's good. Now, I'll tell you why later. I'm going to play it in a minute. Oh, sorry to hear Yasmin isn't feeling well. We heard from Rick's mum today that his dad has COVID. For the third time. He's feeling okay, thankfully, and hunkering down. Love Zoe Dresnell. I have been binge-watching New Girl on Netflix. She's so funny, and love that in the show, she's from Portland, Oregon, as well, our hometown. How about that? That's nice. Right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I can do this. Just quickly, you asked for a piece of music, and... I'm getting lots of ping-pongs. Hold on. Here we go. Let me see if I can get it straight up for you on the computer. All right, and here we go. Oh, gosh, I'm so efficient. You asked if we could play James Taylor and Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. An easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire and rain now.
There we go, fire and rain from James Taylor, which reminded me. Because today we're going to get to it a little bit, we're going to get to it, right now. I'm going to play one of her songs today, because James Taylor and Carole King were really very close. And in fact, he recorded a lot of her stuff. That one, Fire and Rain, was written, and recorded by James Taylor. But of course, Carole King, she wrote, together with her husband, Terry Goffin. They wrote so many brilliant pieces of music. And this is one of my favourite from the time, early 70s, must have been about 70, 71. It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. Thank you.
we go, yes. Carol King and It's Too Late, born on this day in 1942. Of course, American singer, songwriter, she's a pianist as well. And Carol King and her former husband, I mentioned Jerry Goffin, wrote over 24 chart hits for numerous artists during the 1960s, many of which have become standards. Well, as a singer, King's album Tapestry topped the US album chart in 1971 for 15 weeks and remained on the charts for more than 6 years. She was most successful as a performer in the first half of the 1970s, although she was a successful songwriter long before and long after. And she had her first number one hit as a songwriter in 1961, which was called Will You Love Me Tomorrow, which she wrote with Jerry Goffin. In 2000, a Billboard magazine pop music researcher named her as the most successful female songwriter of 1955 to 1999, because she wrote or co-wrote 118 pop hits on the Billboard Hot 100. If you look her up, on Wikipedia, she needs a whole page to herself. Here's another one. You've Got a Friend.
Out my name, and you know.
And there you go. And that is Carole King. And You Got a Friend. Big favorite of mine from the time, of course, on that album that we talked about, which was called Tapestry.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
Going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. How about Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Shadow.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
Jerry, hey, yes, how you doing? What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yes, it is a beautiful day today. That sun is just spitting out over that ocean again. Yes, indeed, I'm still in the city. I'm driving back to El Valle today. I have to say, you know, even though we all are discomforted by that construction in Capira, that is eventually going to be great when you can just drive right over that bypass, right over all that traffic and stuff underneath there, but boy, oh boy, it's going to take some time to get that done. I know. I'm looking forward to it being done. I'm not looking forward to driving through it yet today. Well, I'm waiting to till the bridge is open because I don't want to drive across town to go across what my friend the lawyer says is the pretty bridge. Yes, the pretty bridge. I go over the ugly old bridge. Yeah, that's what, 60 years old? To be 61 years old in November? Something like that? Yeah, I don't know. But I do like going over, and I like seeing the canal, and I do like seeing the construction over there as well, over by the Toucan area and the Panama Pacifico. It's amazing. It's just the way they can move the ground and how long it takes them to do that. And there's a lot of ground to move. And the dirt, the color of the dirt. Oh, my gosh. There's a red color of that dirt. My father, when he would come down to visit with my mom, we would drive one day. We drove up to, I think we drove to David or Bocas del Toro. And as we were driving along the road, he said, "What is all that stuff on the side of the road?" I said, "Dad, that's a fence." He says, "It looks like it's trees." I said, "Yeah, Dad, the ground is so fertile here. When he sticks the fence posts in the ground, they grow. And it grows a lot, and it's so beautiful." And he's like, "Wow, we don't have that problem in Ohio." I said, "Yeah, well, we got different soil there. We don't have this wonderful, vivacious, volcanic rock." Well, you know what tomorrow is. Yes, it is. Tomorrow will be Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I get to get home tonight and look up all my research, so I'm ready for tomorrow. You guys have a wonderful evening. Stay off the road so I don't have any traffic. And a shout out there to Sergio. How you doing there, buddy? Mm-hmm. Okay, I heard you listen to me. All right, you guys, take care, and back to you in the studio.
I just got back from the border, and what I saw made me know for sure we're out of order. I had a dream about New Orleans, Jackson Square. I heard a prayer down in New Orleans. On the run, there's a life for living, but the people there, they just don't care. Living their life like a millionaire down on the border. You never see me in old Iran. The women there don't know who I am in old Iran. And I never will go to Singapore. The people there will cut your hair in Singapore. On the streets there's a life of plenty, about to never know about the freedom show. They're living in darkness years ago down on the border.
That's a little a river band down on the border. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. Time right now, 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's see. Your microphone there, Dr. Computer.
Thank you.
Oh, it works.
Yes.
Because those of you that were listening last week, you might have remembered that he was sitting on my lap because that microphone wouldn't work. It made you happy anyway.
Oh yeah, definitely. Not as happy as it made you.
So, how are you?
I mean your leg is, you know, recovered the feeling.
No, it did. No, absolutely. It was like a massage.
Okay. Yes. Good to know.
So tell me, what's new in the world of tech? We're talking about the earthquakes. Terrible.
Yes. In fact, I will be reaching out to some of the diplomatic contacts here for Syria and for Turkey, if possible, see if I can interview them on my show mm-hmm. on Saturday mm-hmm. to hear their accounts and also how we can help. I mean, mm-hmm. the tragedy has been terrible. I've seen a couple of videos that have definitely made me choke up a bit. And
absolutely.
Very terrible.
There was one on the BBC last night. Father lost his son and right there. And then, you know, it makes you think, what would happen if I lost a loved one? You know, it's terrible. Over 16,000 now.
Yeah.
According to today's news. Terrible, terrible. Mm-hmm. So, what should we talk about?
Well, I was thinking, not necessarily a good sign, but yeah, I was thinking that because of this and because how successful a series such as The Last of Us has been on HBO, where there's this catastrophe and people have to just pretty much grab something and run. And I thought to myself, let's revisit the topic because we've talked about, you know, what a go bag is
right.
in the past
right. mm-hmm.
For other major disasters or similar situations. And I thought, okay, how can we update that information? What have you learned? What have we learned since and what can we do today?
Mm.
We have a lot of stuff that's more available now than it was last time we talked about this pre-pandemic and so on. So I thought we might go over some of the things you might want to pack in a bag to have ready in case you have to just pick up and leave for whatever reason. One of the first things that comes to mind is...
Parrot.
Yes.
I've got to get my parrot.
Yes. Otherwise, it will be an ex-parrot.
Yes.
Bereft of life. Gone and meets its maker.
Somebody will say that, you say. Monty Python's again. That parrot's dead. No, it's not.
It's pining for the fjords. It's not pining.
Anyway... Where were we?
Portable battery packs. They come in all right. shapes and sizes, but the best ones you should have for this kind of situation are the ones that support USB power delivery. That's the USB-C standard that provides different levels of power depending on the device that you're trying to charge.
Mm-hmm.
These will sometimes even charge your laptop, albeit a little slower than your wall charger, perhaps. Some of them can charge up to 100 watts, maybe can have your laptop charged in about an hour. So they're always nice to have.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, if you're going to be away from power for a while, you might also want to have something like a solar charger. They're much slower, but at least they can charge your batteries, you know, while you're using, your regular power, and then recharge your stuff at night when there's no sun. You can just recharge off of the battery pack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of these battery packs, interestingly enough, have also a built-in inverter. You can get an inverter which basically takes any 12-volt power supply, like from a car or a motorcycle or a boat, and then turn that into AC that you can use to power something like a portable stove or things like that. But you should also look into the possibility of having a battery pack that can also provide AC. They won't probably work for like portable stoves because those draw a lot of power, but at least you can use other electrical devices that are not battery-powered off of this thing. So that's another interesting thing to have. Also, headlamps and flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about them lately is that you can run them off rechargeable lithium-ion batteries, which not only last a lot longer, but you can recharge them thousands of times, and you can charge them off of a battery pack. So,
that's right. I mean, in fact, I was working on the car the other day, and I've got little, it's not very big, it's about 4 inches by probably 3 inches, and it's just got the one sort of like bug eye lens in it. And it's superb. It's got a hook, it's got a clip, and it's magnetic. And the beauty of it was, you just stick it on the side door of the post that I was working on the inside of the door, just stuck it on the side door of the post, and it lasts for a long, long time. And like you say, what I like about it, you don't have to worry about the batteries because you just recharge it. You can do that in the car or whatever.
Still, it's not a bad idea to pack like regular fresh batteries. But
if
you do, at least once a year, check them out for leaks. I know fresh batteries are less likely to leak for whatever reason, but just be able to just check the batteries at least once a year just to make sure that they're not leaking and damage.
And tell me, is that to do here with our heat or humidity? Because I find, but this is sort of ridiculous, isn't it? Because you put a battery in your remote control And the remote control is fine, but the battery inside has deteriorated and screwed up your circuits. Why? I mean,
there are several reasons. The main one is that a fresh battery is very stable. That's why the warranties on these batteries or the expiration date is usually 3-5 years in the future.
Oh, yes, exactly.
But once you start using the battery, even in a small way, like a remote control that just barely sips little bits of energy every time you push a button, that turns the electrolyte inside the battery into something that is slightly more corrosive than in the fresh battery. Mm, mm. And it starts eating the insides of the battery little by little. It's a lot more obvious if the battery is completely drained. But in a remote control, that doesn't happen.
No.
So what happens is you're using 10, maybe 20% of the remote's battery, and it starts eating it from the inside. You don't watch TV that much. You don't wear out your batteries as fast, so you might have more of a chance for the battery to eat itself. That's why you should, at least 4 times a year, just open up the battery compartment and see, you know, check for any kind of leaks or whatever.
What I try and remember to do now is when I put new batteries in remote control or whatever, use my little labeling thing for the date that it was actually put in, and then keep an eye when, you know it's probably going to last 7 or 8 months, I guess.
Yeah. And that goes for your mice and your keyboards as well, if you have the ones that use regular batteries as opposed to rechargeable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a bad idea to do that with your UPS at home. The UPS, or uninterruptible power supply, is that big box that provides power enough for like 15 or 20 minutes or whatever for you to close your files, save them, and then turn off your computer in a smart way. But and also, some of them can be plugged into the USB port of your computer, so they can tell your computer if you're away from it to shut down because you're running out of battery.
Okay.
It will probably just hibernate, store everything in a file, and then just go to sleep. And when you turn it up, when you turn it on again, it will go back to where it was. But it's a good idea to label when you put in the battery, and then change it at least, I would say, every year or every 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
I just had some of the batteries changed on my UPSs at home because I forgot. Mm-hmm. And then I had a power outage, and it just died. Good thing is I worked with a laptop, which has its own battery. And I've got an extra battery pack on my internet router so that doesn't go immediately the moment we lose power. And you can get them at certain shops like DeWitt Center, and Starin also has them. They're tiny battery packs that provide 12-volt power, which is the one that the router uses. Now, if you have a big router like the one you have here from Linksys, you might have to buy a bigger one from Amazon or whatever, because that requires at least, I think, 2 amps of power, and these provide like 1 amp, which is good enough for a cable modem. But if that's all you have, you can at least enjoy another half hour of internet while you close whatever it is, or you tell the people that you're Zooming with, hey, I got to go, I got a power outage or whatever, not just get cut off immediately.
So if I can just come back then quickly to a point you made earlier on, and it's always a question I've had in the back of my mind, is that can you damage equipment if you don't use the right adapter, you know, the right little plug-in for charging it?
That's a great question. There are two things you need to take into account when plugging in one of those barrel jack, they call them, connectors. They're pretty standard all over the place. They're pretty much the same size and shape and everything, so it's easy to get them confused. The first thing that you need to know is, are they center positive or center negative? You can see in the back of whatever device you're going to charge with that, if the tip is positive in the center or if it's negative in the center. Most are one way. Some devices are the other way. I can never remember. I always have to look at the label, which is not a bad thing to do. And just make sure it's the same. There are adapters you can buy on Amazon for a couple of dollars that will flip them in case you need to flip them for whatever reason. I believe the Amstrad CPC computer, which you may remember from the 80s or 90s back in the UK, I think it had a reverse polarity plug for whatever reason. And a lot of collectors make the mistake when they plug them back in using modern adapters to not reverse the polarity. Some will just open up the machine, reverse it inside so they can use anything they want, but then they can't use the original one, the period accurate piece. So
when it comes to charging phones, I mean, I have my two Xiaomi chargers. One that came with the laptop, and the other one I bought. It's up to 67 watts charging rate. Is that capable of, because if I plug in, say, my Samsung or whatever else into that, that doesn't use that kind of power, is that going to damage it, or is it automatically going to notice that it's something different?
It's going to charge, but not as fast as you might expect. Now, one last thing about the barrel jacks before we move on to the next is that you can always use the same voltage and more amps.
Okay.
The amount of amps is like the watts part. How much that device that charges is going to charge the device that gets the charge with. So if, for example, you need something that needs 12 volts and 1 amp and you have a 12 volt 2 amp charger, it'll work fine. But if you have one with half an amp, it'll A, take longer, and B, might not even work because it doesn't provide enough. Now, going back to USB, the amount of watts that it's rated for, it's the maximum amount of current that it will give you. Now, if you try that 67 watt charger with a very small laptop, which is something that you might want to put in your bag if you have an extra laptop that you're not using, or a Chromebook, these usually sip really low amounts of power, like 45 watts or whatever. So that's going to charge it fine. It will only provide it 45 watts because it's only going to be asked
That's
45
right.
watts. But let's say you plug in one of those newfangled laptops that require like a 100 watt power supply. What might happen is the laptop will complain and say, you're giving me too little power. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to slow down things a bit so not to overwhelm the adapter. I'm not going to ask for more than it can provide. And I may be able to work but not charge the laptop. But if you turn me off, I'll charge the battery, albeit a little slower than with the original adapter.
So you're not going to damage anything, per se?
No.
Okay, because that's the thing. Is, if I put 67 watts in my Samsung, which only takes, say, for argument, say, 25 watts or whatever, it's not going to damage it. It's not going to.
And because it doesn't follow the same protocol, it will probably only draw 10 watts. But if you take that Xiaomi charger and plug in, say, a Huawei phone or an Honor phone, it might get like 20 or 25 watts because they kind of speak the same charging language, where they negotiate
Chinese on,
well, different dialects which are not completely mutually intelligible, but some words do come across.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Computer Alex Newman here on The Breakfast Show. 23 minutes before 9, pizza music. We'll be right back.
That I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped night. And that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. Took me to the cafe. I asked her if she would stay. She said, okay. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms.
jukebox started to play, and night turned into day as we were dancing closely. All of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
"24 Hours from Tulsa" from Mr. Gene Pitney. And we're chatting here with Dr. Computer. It is the Thursday. Always nice when he can join us. We're 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8 this morning, it's going to be back on again at 9. Right, Alex, back to the go bag.
Yes. Other things you might want to pack include, like we mentioned, an extra laptop. Chromebooks are great for this because they don't consume a lot of power. They're pretty simple, and you can do some stuff with it. That being said, the good thing about a regular laptop is that it's not so dependent on an internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
That you can always get an internet connection if, you know, cell phone services are still up for whatever reason. If you have one of those portable USB charged routers, they're about the size of a bar of soap, and they provide you with LTE connections. You can get them locally at any electronics store for like between $40 and $90, depending on the configuration. And you can provide a Wi-Fi hotspot for like 5 or 10 devices easily with that, and at least get some form of a connection. If you're pretty far away, the connection might not be as fast as what you're used to, but at least you're connected, and that's important. Also, be sure to keep all the cables that you might need to charge all of these devices. Remember that some are USB-C, some are micro USB, some still are, for whatever reason, mini USB, which is the one that you used back in the day with the BlackBerry devices, and some are Lightning, like your friends at that fruity computer company that you love so much. Also, if you can, bring a couple of Ziploc bags, because you might want to put your devices in a Ziploc bag if it starts to rain, or if you have to cross a river or something like that. You might want to put some stuff in Ziploc bags as well. If you have one of those action cameras, like a GoPro or whatever, those are good to have in order to save battery on your phone while you take pictures of whatever damage was done to your belongings or whatever, or to document anything that you want. You can get some really cheap ones that are not as good as, you know, like the GoPros and whatever, because, again, this is not the one that you're going to take on your vacation or anything like that. This is just for documentation purposes.
Right.
If you have one of those tiny cameras from, like, the 90s or the 2000s lying around, that's also something good to have in order to document stuff. They take decent enough pictures, and you'll save battery on your phone or whatever. And if that gets lost or broken or whatever, you can just take the memory off and use it somewhere else. Speaking of memory, one other good thing to have is a USB device with all your documentation scanned, all your, like, passport and cellular, the deed to your house, you know, any electric bills or whatever, anything that documents who you are, what you do or whatever, any important documents, photos, whatever, it's also good to have there. That being said, you don't want that to fall into the wrong hands, so you might consider encrypting the drive. You can do that on Windows, you can do that on the Mac, or you can use one of the pre-encrypted ones. I use one from Kingston. That's pretty good.
Okay.
That comes with built-in encryption that can be read on a Mac or on a PC, and you can keep your data safe. And these are rated for, like, you know, dropping them off a building or sticking them in water. They're pretty resistant, so you might want to consider that. Speaking of scanned documents, there are handheld portable scanners that you can also have for a situation like this where you need to scan other documents that you might, you know, need to or whatever. That's also something that you might want to consider putting there. Maybe a radio, an old-style portable radio.
Wind-up radio.
Yeah, those are good. Or solar-powered. That also works as well. If you have a lot of files, like with your important pictures and videos and whatever, you might want to put them on an external hard drive. That being said, if it's going to be, you know, knocked around because you're traveling or running away from zombies or whatever, you might want to consider, they have gone down in price a lot, a solid state external drive.
Right.
Those can be dropped, you can get them wet or whatever, and they will last pretty much a lifetime. So those are also good to have. And maybe some sort of a multi-tool type device, the one that, you know, like a Swiss Army knife with different screwdrivers and things like that, or one of those little tiny portable repair kits that you can use to repair electronics and devices. You might want to carry that if you're so inclined, because you might have to, you know, poke around and restore electronics. I mean, it does sound, you know, like a end-of-the-world zombie situation or whatever, but you never know when you might be able to save your own or someone else's life just because you carry a screwdriver around.
Right.
So that's another device that I would carry. And make sure to test everything at least once or twice a year, because you never know what, you know, if a battery might leak or a device might need an update, or if you're going to store cell phones or laptops or anything with a rechargeable battery, the best way to do that right now is to charge it up to about 80% of the battery's capacity.
Mm-hmm.
If you charge it up to 100, it will self-discharge a lot faster. It's like when you go to bed and you're full so you can't sleep right, kind of like that. If you charge it up to 80%, it's going to last a lot longer, and it's going to take care of the battery a little bit better. Try not to store anything with a low amount of battery power, like between 10% and zero, because it will discharge eventually, and if it gets to zero and stays at zero for a long time, the internal circuitry that talks to the battery will lose its information, and then it will not know how to talk to the battery. I had that happen with a laptop once that I bought a new one, and that one I used as my secondary. I thought I had charged it. I stored it. I picked it out of the drawer, turned it on. The battery was completely dead and wouldn't hold the charge or even get a charge at all. And that was on me. Next time, every time I store something, I charge it up to about 80 or 90% and then put it in a drawer or whatever. If I can separate the battery from the device, even better, because older lithium-ion batteries can sometimes leak, and what they leak is gas, so they kind of inflate a little, and you can tell some laptops have inflated batteries.
Not even just laptops, cell phones.
Yeah, but you can tell some laptops have inflated batteries because the trackpad on them will stop working or clicking properly.
Okay.
Because it just bloats a little bit, and you can't click the mouse pretty well. If that happens to you, please have that laptop serviced. You might have a bloated battery. And the problem with that is that not only is it poisonous if it gets to, you know, in the air or whatever, it's a fire hazard. I don't know if remember, like, I think it was 10 or 15 years ago when some laptops by a certain manufacturer started bloating and catching fire. Yeah, that's something that people need to take care of. It's a lot less frequent now, but it's not an impossibility. Also, if you drop any of these devices, especially if you drop them hard on a hard surface or whatever, have the batteries checked, because sometimes these impacts can internally pierce or bend or break the internal sealant on the battery, and they can leak.
Yeah.
Also, if they have been pierced by anything, like if, you know, you're avoiding other roaming survivors of the apocalypse and one of them stabs your phone or whatever, be careful, it might explode.
I mean, what's interesting, I mean, if we just sort of also think about the fact that, you know, unfortunately, here in Panama, we've had people, especially, I'm sure you remember the two girls that went off hiking. And I think this is something as well, we're talking now about sort of if you're faced with a serious sort of situation, you know, like sort of survival kit. But also, I think if you're just doing a simple thing like these two girls were doing, which was going hiking, you may think it's all okay. I would say make sure you do this. Make sure that your phone has downloaded onto it a map of the area that you're going. That's number one. Why? Well, if you're in the middle of Chiriquí and you're up there in the mountains, you will not get a cell phone feed. But you don't need one because you've got GPS. If you have GPS and the map, it'll show you exactly where you are. And following on from that, as Alex said, make sure you've got one of these packs that'll enable you to recharge your phone. But these are things, it's so simple, yet it can save your life. Because you go to these places and you don't know your way around. But at least if you got lost or whatever, you can turn on your phone, you've got your GPS signal, and you can see where you are and you're able to guide yourself back to somewhere safe. And it's simple, isn't it? And
pre-downloading your map on your mapping application, even if it's Apple Maps or mm-hmm. Google Maps or any other mapping application, is a great idea if you're visiting any exotic places, far away places like Chiriquí or London. I mean, if you don't have a data connection wherever you're going to be because you haven't had you didn't purchase a data plan, or if you're somewhere where there's less cell phone coverage or whatever, or if you're in Chiriquí where they use 6 or 7G and you have an older phone that only goes up to 5G, then you should pre-download your maps so that you can find your way. And why not throw in a compass there, maybe an astrolabe or something.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, you're absolutely right, because some people assume, well, I've got maps on my phone anyway.
Yeah.
Well, unless you've downloaded them, no, you don't.
Yeah, especially if you're offline.
Yeah. And they're so good. I mean, it works just like it would do if you were connected. And so important. I mean, I've got to go to Gamboa. I'll download mine.
Also, use the dark mode on your phone, especially if it's got a OLED screen.
Save power. Battery light, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at my phones. They're all black. I always use the black. And I quite like black, actually. Funnily enough, even on my computer, I use dark.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, I go back and I've got something which is... I need to put on black. It's much better, I believe. I don't know. Maybe wrong. Cause I'm not a. But I would say I think it's better on your eyes.
It is, and I remember way back when we used to work on DOS machines and Apple computers from the 80s and Atari computers.
They were
whatever.
Black anyway.
you would look at a black screen on with white letters,
or
and
green.
It was a little bit. Yeah, the green was a little bit jarring. Even worse, the yellow ones, the amber ones. But, I also use dark mode most of the time, which is weird when people look over my shoulder and I'm editing like a Word document or something, and it's white letters on a black background, and they say, aren't you going to waste a lot of ink? And I say, no, let me hit print, and when you see the print preview, it's actually the other way around, but it's just for working, you know, in that working environment. So, yeah, I also use dark mode as well. My current phone doesn't have an OLED screen, but I still use it in a dark mode.
What sort of phone have you got?
I've got an Honor 50, and it works pretty well. I mean, the image quality is great, and the pictures are great, and actually we are being able to record this two-way conversation on my Honor phone because it supports, you know, two-way video, so I think that's great. I mean, if you want to give me an OLED screen phone, the Samsung Galaxy S23 is already available for pre-purchase.
Right.
And my birthday is coming up on March 6th. I'm turning 50.
And you can always take out a mortgage if you want one.
Small one. For a Barbie house.
I was chatting yesterday at lunch with a good friend of mine. We were talking about phones. And he couldn't believe what I pack in this phone. $300.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm serious. $300. I'm not missing anything, Alex. I've got brilliant photography.
What about wireless charging?
No, it doesn't have wireless charging.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't matter because it charges in about 10 minutes.
Same thing here. I mean, I go to I just hit the shower, put the phone in charge.
Oh, it's incredible.
And it's like 80-90% when I come out.
Absolutely. It's incredible. So
100% if I'm extra filthy that day.
100% every day. Go wash your mouth out. Mary Lou, well, she mentioned what you mentioned earlier on about the solar chargers. She says solar chargers can charge 4 light bulbs. And also it has USB chargers and AC adapters. I suppose that's one of those all-in-one one unit.
Yeah, there are some the size of lunch boxes that can do a lot, and those are pretty good. But, of course, you want something that's light and portable, so you might want to get a smaller one, and that will probably charge your phone you know, in an hour or two or whatever. And you can just leave them charging the whole day and then charge your devices at night, you know, off of the battery that the solar panel is connected to.
Okay. And Renee says, good point, actually. You should also have essential medications.
Yes,
on the go.
That is always important. And keep copies of the prescriptions on that USB that we mentioned as well.
Yeah. So if you need megadoxime, you're going to need that.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what? That's a sentence of digest, because the government said you don't need now a prescription until the 23rd of March.
Mm-hmm.
Go to any pharmacy. They won't sell them to you without a prescription.
Oh, well.
I said, but the government said, no, you've got to have a prescription.
Hmm. Well, I guess we have to go back to the old way, using chloroform.
Chloroform.
It doesn't work as fast as they make it appear in the movies.
When I was a kid, we didn't have chloroform. We had, believe it or not, ether.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they used to anesthetize.
Anesthetize you.
Ether. Mm-hmm. They used to put this sort of pad over your nose.
Yeah.
And I must get some. Help me sleep at night. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, always great to have you with us.
Great
Thank
to
you
be
very
here.
Much. And we'll be keeping up with tech with Dr. Computer. And all being well, if you can make it next week, we'll see you then.
Isn't it Carnavales? Oh, not yet.
No, Carnavales, that's a good point. I think it is next
I never
week.
Know. I can always tell because it's a lot quieter.
In town.
Yeah.
Yes. No, you're a good point, because what's today? I think it might be Carnivalidas.
We'll check the count.
If Yasmin doesn't tell me, I just don't know. Alex, all the very best. Take care, and thanks again. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman here on the Breakfast Show. Right, piece of music. Take us up to the top of the hour.
We'll be right back.
Michael Martin Murphy and Wildfire. And that has brought us up towards the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
The breakfast show. It's better than coffee.
That is the Styx. It's called Babe. We are 13 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. don't do another hour. After 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And, right, let me get back to some requests. I've been a bit busy. I'm on my own, sort of flying on my own. And I hadn't managed to do the local news, so I had to get all that done and sort of read it out as well this morning, which is something unusual. Right, let's go and check in with Paul. Paul Dixon. Over there in the UK, and we're chatting earlier on, weren't we, about people flying around and this confusion and sort of, I don't know, I can't see the logic of it, the way that and I'll tell you what is disturbing as well. When you go on your app and you find out when a Copa flight's coming, it tells you it's landing at Terminal 1. Where do you go? You go to Terminal 1, of course, don't you? But no, because you have to go from Terminal 1. If you get off the plane there, you've got to walk to Terminal 2, which apparently is a long way. We had a guest here recently who, to be perfectly honest, couldn't cope. And there was nobody to help. And there's nothing there to tell you that it's going to be a 10-mile hike. You have to... And then but then you've got to go to Terminal 2 to go through immigration and get your luggage. Well, the people waiting to collect you are probably sitting there at Terminal 1. Why, if your plane is coming in at Terminal 1, do you make people go to Terminal 2? Logic. Right. Let's get back to Paul over there in South London. A couple of house guests left on Tuesday, London City Airport, to Amsterdam, and then on to Panama. Their flight was cancelled from City Airport. They were given a taxi voucher to get to Gatwick. Gosh, that must have cost a bit. And to get a British Airways flight to Costa Rica and Copa to PTY. Wow, that's quite a journey. And also, I love it, Mary Lou and Paul came in and it's amazing when they're here. Answered my questions about Carnival. I should know, because I'll be having a couple of days off. The 2023 Carnival celebrations in Panama will take place from Friday the 17th of February up to and including Wednesday the 22nd of February. This is what the program looks like. Friday, 17th of February, coronation of the Queen, followed by outdoor dancing evening and night. There, it's always good fun at Carnival, isn't it? I will stay in town and hide. So thank you very much for that, Paul. You did ask if we could play a piece of music for you. Ramblin' Boy by Tom Paxton.
He was a man and a friend always. He stuck with me in the hard old days. He never cared if I had no dough. We rambled round in the rain and snow. And here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy. Here's to you, my ramblin' boy. All your rambling bring you joy. In Tulsa town, we chanced to stray. We thought we'd try to work one day. The boss said he had room for one. Says my old pal, we'd rather bum. And here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy. Here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' late one night in a jungle camp. The weather, it was cold and damp. He got the chills and he got them bad. They took the only friend I had. And here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy. Here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy. He left me here to ramble on. My ramblin' pal is dead and gone. If when we die we go somewhere, I'll bet you a dollar he's ramblin' there. And here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy. Here's to you, my ramblin' boy. May all your ramblin' bring you joy.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
You're mine, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine.
China Black and Searching. Good morning again to Mary Lou. She'll be very helpful with us this morning as well. And good morning to you. Hope you can have a wonderful day today. That's what she says to us. She wishes everybody a great day. And, of course, to you, Mary Lou. What you put out always comes back. All right? Triple fold. You asked if I could play something for you this morning. And Love Will Keep Us Alive from the Eagles. Mary Lou, the Eagles and Love Will Keep Us Alive. I fancy a little bit of Eco Eco.
Hey, yo, big wave. Turn the mic on. Small time alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Aiko, aiko, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together.
nice cool breeze with big palm trees. I tell you life don't get no better. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, chucking more pina, anane, chucking more pina. I pay your mama grele, step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, DJ rewinding, take it to the island way. Pop it low now, take you to the match now. Jam in this small jam way, jam in this small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, Ane. Chucking more pina, anane. Chucking more pina, ane.
Let me get from here. Salaman girl, straight up, right hoot. See mama make me party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies with a doggy doggy. I'm drumming island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me tapping and baby, make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping. We drumming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me two by two. And now we're shining bright like diamonds. Talking about
hey now.
Tomorrow, so I'm gonna love you.
chose you, and that was Meghan Trainor on there. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're 25 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 10 o'clock, and I got shoot off as soon as I finished there. I'm going over to the Gambara Rainforest Resort and meeting up with a group of people over there. We're going to have a great fun day there. That's at Gamboa. Isn't that nice? But it means I'm going to have to literally shoot out of here when I finish today, so I'll have to update everything else a little bit later on. Right, let me see. I tell you what, music-wise, I got another request here, and it came in this morning. Sorry if I'm a bit late. This is from Ashley, and he asked for a piece of music by Rick Astley. All gets a bit confusing, doesn't it? It says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin. Yasmin, get well soon, he says on there, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Happy Thursday, and ask if we could play Never Gonna Give You Up.
Still committing, it's gonna begin up. You wouldn't get this far.
Tell you what, I haven't played that for a while, actually. That was Wham with Everything She Wants. And, right, let me see, well, are we 15 before the hour of 10 o'clock? And so, Matt Monroe, we were talking about him the other day, if you remember that, with a song that he made from Russia With Love for the James Bond movie. And I was commenting how it was sort of in the distance. He would be walking down the street, walking past the bar, and you'd hear this song coming out from Russia With Love. But here's another one from Matt Monroe, quite famous for him. It was Softly As I Leave You. Wonderful voice, isn't he? Yes, the voice of Matt Monro. Right, I tell you what, we've got a few more minutes to go. Probably squeeze another couple in for you. Misunderstanding by Genesis. How about that one? That's a good one. If you are keeping eye on the time, like me, we're about 10 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock here on 89.3 Call FM. There we go. That is Genesis and Misunderstanding. This is nice. All I want. Actually, I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play this one. Tell you why. Because it's a great cover. This is Kathy Dennis and Waterloo Sunset. She do a great job of that. That's a lady. Her name is Kathy Dennis.
Terry and Julie crossed over the river.
Yeah, there we go. That's it. Kathy Dennis, Waterloo Sunset. Of course, a great song originally by the Kinks. And guess what? That has just about brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. So I'm going to go off and I'm going to go off now, get in the car, shoot off to Gamboa Rainforest Reserve. That's going to be nice. Looking forward to that. Big thanks this morning. Big thanks to Ingrid for our Everyday Story of Country Folk. Of course, to Alex Newman, Dr. Computer, being with us today. That was absolutely brilliant. Got through quite a bit this morning, especially if you're trying to, looking at perhaps ways of surviving. What do you need to take with you? Thanks to Yasmin, although she hasn't been with me this morning. She's not feeling too good. Get well, Yasmin. Wasn't too bad on my own, was it really? I didn't do too bad. How many do I get out of 10? My co-producer, Neil Danby, the boys and girls of Group Agrada, and of course, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Now, I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. What do we say tomorrow? Oh, trust me, TGIF. So please, please, take care. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.